This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he has been waiting incredibly patiently on line one. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Coy, not a problem. Always look forward to being with you, although I have to admit some intimidation when you begin the segment with scenes from Andy of Mayberry.
That's my all-time favorite television show.
It was a good one.
And when I was a kid, I used to say, you know, when I grow up, I want to live in Mayberry.
Yeah, they don't make shows like that anymore.
No, they don't. And as a matter of fact, most of the shows that are supposed to be funny, I find sort of stupid and very unfunny.
Yeah, and half the things aren't worth watching. I kind of go back to those old reruns myself sometimes.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't think we've had a chance to get your reaction to the announcement, historic announcement here in Charlottesville a couple of weeks ago. On the steps of the University of Virginia Rotunda, Senator John Warner came forward and told us that he would not seek a sixth term in the United States Senate, that he wanted to find new ways to serve the state that he loved and the Virginians that he so cared for and honored. And he was bidding farewell to the United States Senate. Your thoughts?
Well, we weren't terribly surprised by that, although Senator Warner had kept those cards pretty close to his chest. The signs in recent months had been that he probably was not going to run again for re-election, so we weren't terribly surprised. I think that's kind of what we saw coming. But you know, I think Virginia will miss John Warner in the Senate. He has been in a great place to help our state in a number of ways, certainly through his chairmanship of the Armed Services Committee. And he's done a lot of good things for our country and for Virginia. You know, one of the things I said at the time in a statement that we released was that, you know, over the years, there have been times that I've agreed with Senator Warner on things and times that I disagreed with him on things. But I never doubted that he was doing what he thought was in the best interest of our country. And at the end of the day, that's the mark of a true statesman, and we need more people like that in government today at every level.
Absolutely. I second that. My guest is Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, and if you would like to chat with the Lieutenant Governor, just a phone call away at 977-1070. We also learned today, and just in the last break, we played for the listeners the full audio of Mark Warner's announcement that he was seeking the Democratic nomination for the United States Senate. The election, of course, not until November of 2008, but he is staking his claim early. And your thoughts on his announcement?
Well, I guess first the same thing. That doesn't really surprise us a lot. Mark Warner had made no secret in recent months that he wanted to find a way to get back on the public stage, if you will. I think the question was whether he would run for the U.S. Senate in 2008 or run for governor again in 2009. And clearly, Senator John Warner's decision to not seek re-election kind of opened that door for him to run for the U.S. Senate. And I don't think we were surprised by that as well. Once Senator Warner stepped aside, I think it was kind of natural that former Governor Warner would want to step into his shoes, and we look forward to that campaign. There are a lot of people out there that think Mark Warner can't be beat. They're wrong. You know, I am confident that if we nominate the right candidate and run the right kind of a campaign, really expose to the people of Virginia his record as governor, which was not as stellar as a lot of people think, and point out where he stands on some of the important issues facing our country, which he's never had to really carve a position out on. I think that race is going to be a lot more competitive than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I actually personally agree with you, and I think it's certainly way too early to say that somebody's got a lock on anything here. What are your thoughts on the Republican side as far as the Republican nomination? Of course, we probably won't hear any official announcements again until after the November General Assembly elections, but Congressman Tom Davis from Northern Virginia and former Governor Jim Gilmore have hinted, and Davis certainly strongly hinted, that they might be interested in that nomination. Reports say that a primary would help Davis and that a convention would tend to favor Gilmore. How do you handicap that for us? How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I really interestingly think if that race is the race that materializes, and I think it probably will be, I think it's really kind of a synopsis of the very campaign in which I found myself back in 2005. You had a conservative Republican from Central Virginia, that was me, running against a much more moderate Republican from Northern Virginia. And in a primary, I was able to win that race by a fairly comfortable margin. I think this race portends the same thing. You have a conservative Republican from Central Virginia in Jim Gilmore running against a very moderate Republican from Northern Virginia in Tom Davis. And frankly, I think in a primary, just like happened in my race, I think you got to say that Jim Gilmore is the favorite. And should the State Central Committee, and this will be a very critical decision made on, I think, October 13th, should the State Central Committee of the Republican Party of Virginia decide to nominate our candidate in a convention as opposed to a primary, then I think that is even more of a help to former Governor Gilmore. So, you know, we may not always nominate the most conservative candidate, but we usually nominate a conservative candidate. And in a matchup between Jim Gilmore and Tom Davis, I think Gilmore is probably the favorite.
When is that decision made by the committee as to whether or not it will be a primary or a convention?
I think it's going to be made. There's a meeting of the State Central Committee in Richmond on October 13th, Coy. I think the decision will be made there at that meeting, and I think after that we'll know if it's a primary or if it's a convention. And, you know, one of the things that I think will be interesting if the State Central Committee opts for a convention is if Congressman Davis then, in fact, chooses to enter the race or not. I mean, you got to keep in mind that as much as Tom Davis might like to be a U.S. Senator, if he gets into that race, he is giving up his seat in the United States House of Representatives. And that's a tough choice to make. And after October 13th, if we're heading toward a convention, it may well cause Congressman Davis to think twice about whether or not he wants to give up his seat in the House of Representatives to run for a Republican nomination that he may, in fact, have a hard time winning.
We're talking with Bill Bolling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Got a couple of minutes left. If I could get your thoughts on the Republican leadership in the General Assembly recently announced some proposals regarding immigration laws in Virginia, proposals that they would like to consider in the upcoming General Assembly session that begins in January in Richmond. And want to ask you about that and also your reaction to an editorial in today's Virginian Pilot regarding just those proposals, which sort of takes the Republican leaders to task and says you're threatening the business leaders across the state and making them very nervous. And it says Republicans are trying to fire up their base in a year when their party is under attack at both the state and national levels. They should be careful not to singe their friends in the business community.
Well, I very seldom give much credence to editorials in the Virginian Pilot. If you come up with common sense conservative solutions to problems, they're always opposed to them. So, when some of these editorial writers say negative things about me or my ideas, I wear that as a badge of honor. And I haven't seen this particular editorial, but nothing surprises me from the editorial writers of some of these papers across the state. But look, here's what we're trying hard to do, and you've heard me say this before. You know, I think our party has to get back to being the party of issues and ideas, and we're trying hard to do that in these legislative races. Over the course of the last several weeks, Republican leaders in the Senate and the House, with a great deal of encouragement from myself, have been rolling out a positive agenda for the future. And it started back, I guess, 3 weeks ago when they rolled out some specific plans to change some of the key provisions in the abusive driver fee legislation that was passed this year. Changes need to be made to that. And they stepped up to the plate and said, okay, here are the changes we're contemplating. They came along a little bit after that and rolled out some specific proposals for mental health law reform in the wake of the report on Virginia Tech. Last week, you referred to the position papers that we put out saying, here's what we want to do to crack down on illegal immigration in Virginia. This week, the Republican leadership rolled out some specific proposals to try to address the problem of the 1 million Virginians that still don't have access to quality health care. And we're going to keep doing that. We think it's important that we get back to being the party of issues and ideas. That's the effort that I've been leading for the last 6 months. Republican leaders are responding to that message. And, you know, I salute them on doing that. I think you're going to hear more as we go into, well, I know you're going to hear more as we go into the fall about, you know, what Republicans want to do in other areas, education reform and public safety issues facing the state. We're trying hard to get back to being the party of issues and ideas, back to offering a positive vision for the future of the state. And we want folks to know, go to the polls and vote for us on Election Day. Let us retain our Republican majorities in the Senate and the House. And here's what we're going to do to build a better Virginia.
Bill Bowling, he's the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's always an honor to talk to you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Coy, thanks. Always look forward to it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Look forward to it. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.